97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
They've been after this guy for years and years and years. And, you know, he's a violent guy. He gets up there and he tries to imitate my dance a little bit.
The president's comments almost made it sound like that's why we went after him, because he emulated the president's dance, kind of dared him to come and get me. But I think he called him a coward. And the next thing you know, middle of the night, we overnighted a dictator to the Bronx. Hey, let's get to U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt on the line this morning. Eric, how are you, sir?
I'm good. And by the way, as a bumper music guy, I love that you had a little Cypress Hill playing Insane in the membrane, which is Maduro. So I feel like there's some symmetry there. I also have to say, you know, you heard that clip from President Trump. I talked to him, play golf and all that. The way he talks, that is how he talks. Like, I talked to him Monday night. That's the kind of stuff he says, like, on the phone. It is just... It's an amazing time to be alive.
It really is. And before we get started here on the Venezuela thing, I got to give you credit. I maybe you're coming up with this on your own, but whoever's helping you with social media is crushing it. I watched your video the other day where you were in, I think, Cape for a sporting event for your daughter, and you were showing the magic of TV, which is just smoke and mirrors, right?
It is. Well, that was my idea. I have to.
Okay. All right.
Because I was like, I'm like, you know what? People don't have any idea what this really is. Like, so basically, I was at my daughter's volleyball tournament, Cape Girardeau, on Sunday. And one of the Sunday shows wanted to have me on. And I said, look, I'm going to go with my daughter's thing. And so they sent a van from Nashville. And this isn't unusual. Sometimes they'll send vans if you're somewhere in D.C. or somewhere else. They'll send a van. And so, I had a video of me. I basically had, what you didn't see is I had sweatpants on and then, like, my shirt and tie and a coat. So, and then they pull up this van and outside the volleyball thing, and you go in and you shut the door and you're sitting in this back of a van talking to the country. It's kind of wild, but I thought it was kind of cool to give people a glimpse of what that really is.
Yeah, it had the network backdrop behind you and everything. It was pretty. It's all smoke and mirrors. I love that. So Senator, I got to say, I'm listening to all of these Democrats whine and complain about what we did in Venezuela. Bakari Sellers on CNN complaining it's all about oil and money, and they latched onto the president's Truth Social post about, you know, all of the oil that Venezuela is going to give us. I've argued all this is, very simply, is an America First policy.
Yep, absolutely. And so for me, I'm sort of coming of age politically in the age of Trump. I have been waiting for a foreign policy that puts America's interests first, right? And I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned from this wandering foreign policy we've had for 30 years, where we sent American troops for 20 years in these far-flung deserts, spent trillions of dollars. This is about the homeland, our Western Hemisphere, and understanding that the 21st century is going to be defined by who wins this great powers competition, United States of America or Communist China. That's the foreign policy. And so you simply cannot allow a 10-pot dictator in our backyard who is hosting China, Russia, and Iran to set up shop in his country, sending their worst of their worst, literally opening up prisons and sending those criminals to, you know, the United States through the open border that we had under Joe Biden, the illicit drugs that are killing 100,000 Americans every year. We can't allow that. And so this was a very precise and, Mark, an incredible mission. I've talked to senior administration officials. We're going to get another classified briefing here in about a half hour. It's unbelievable. Nobody else literally in the history of the world could pull off this kind of operation. It exposed, I think, some of the deficiencies. This is kind of a side story of the Chinese and Russian radar and the equipment they've been giving to the Venezuelans, was also, I think, has China very concerned. But, you know, we sent in this force and they extracted a guy before he could get to his front door. Look, the Democrats are so full of hypocrisy on this, Mark. They had a $25 million reward on this guy to be brought to justice. And now that's what's going to happen. We have a president that takes action. This wasn't some crazy regime change. It was one person. So you have the VP now that's been sworn in as president. This wasn't the toppling of an entire government. This was very specific and related to the core interests of the United States of America, and that's what America First is all about.
Plus, it gets the attention of every autocrat in the world when they realize how quickly that happened, right? Of course.
Well, think about that. In addition to what happened, by taking out Iran's nuclear facility, those B-2s that came out of Missouri, they literally, no one saw them, they dropped these bunker buster bombs on something the size of a kitchen table. Okay, yeah. Again, nobody else can do that. And by the way, those decoy planes that went the other direction, China didn't know where any of this stuff was. And so, yes, did we take out a nuclear facility and we don't have, you know, like boots on the ground for 20 years, right? We did all of that. But it's also, I think, demonstrating to the world that, for me at least, that the appropriate, well, we're not withdrawing from the world or withdrawing from power. It's the appropriate use of that force, right? And so yes. President Trump has been very strategic and very limited, but sending really important messages to our adversaries.
Yeah.
You had several Democratic Congress members, including Chuck Schumer, who were very angry that Congress wasn't told about what was happening in Venezuela beforehand. And Marco Rubio and Trump made it very clear that this was very complicated, the timing of it, and that Congress tends to leak. And that's one of the main reasons they didn't tell anyone beforehand. But I'm curious, maybe if some of the conservative members like you in Congress, had you been at all tipped off? Had you heard that this might be happening?
No, we weren't informed, and I wouldn't expect to be on this kind of law enforcement. It was a law enforcement action supported by our military, right? Essentially, the FBI went in. And one thing, guys, and I don't know if this is breaking news, and this is not classified. I'm on the Armed Services Committee, but this is not classified. Maduro was treated as a hostage, meaning our service members who went there to execute this warrant to bring him back to New York shielded him. So they were willing to die for this mission, and that may sound wild, but I think that puts in context of the care and the planning that went in here. This was not some reckless move, and this was very strategic. They effectively went in. There, you know, over 100 aircraft were involved, hundreds of people on our end going in. They knocked out through cyber a lot of the capabilities that they had, the electricity, and these guys moved in the middle of the night and took this guy out of his house, again, before he could get to his front door. That is wild.
It really is. Senator Eric Schmidt is our guest. I know there's going to be a vote on the War Powers Act, right? I think it's going to be called up before the Senate. There was a Post-Dispatch had a headline in here yesterday or the day before, somehow suggesting that Democrats think they can turn Josh Hawley on this issue. What are your thoughts on this vote?
Well, I've got to talk to Josh about it, we're not at war with Venezuela. Not at war.
Yeah.
This was a law enforcement action. And by the way, I've read the 40-plus page legal justification for taking out the narco-terrorist boats in the Caribbean. We have every legal authority to do that under the president's core Article II powers as commander-in-chief. The Democrats, what this really comes down to is they just don't like the success. They were the ones complaining, actually, 2 years ago that President Trump had talked tough on Maduro and he was still in power. Now he's not in power. They were the ones that also had a $20 million reward for this guy to be brought to justice. Now he's been brought to justice. This is just about Trump derangement syndrome. Whatever he's for, they're against, and I think the American people recognize that.
There's so much going on with Venezuela. We haven't had a chance to talk about all this crazy fraud in Minnesota, but you have a very interesting bill, right, that you've just introduced that kind of relates to this. Explain what that would do.
Yeah, we're filing it today. So I think you've seen this Somali fraud in Minnesota, and it's in other places too, which is pretty unbelievable. I mean, billions of dollars, and there have to be consequences here. So we're going to be introducing legislation that enhances safeguards on the front end to try to prevent this from happening. But if you commit fraud in this instance, there's going to be a denaturalization process, right? So the people who come here and committed this kind of fraud on taxpayers, they should be denaturalized and sent home. That's my perspective. And so we're going to be filing a bill that if you're engaged in this kind of fraud up to 15 years after you've been a naturalized citizen, you can be denaturalized. That would be something new. I think it's an appropriate response and also send a message to these other immigrant communities that we're just not going to tolerate you fleecing American taxpayers. We're going to side with taxpayers on this. So I think it's going to have broad support. I think the White House is going to be supportive of that. And hopefully we can get that across the finish line and show we're able to do something about
it. I love that idea. Eric Schmidt, U.S. Senator, thanks, my friend. We appreciate having you on this morning.
All right. Take care, guys.
Yep.
Happy New Year.
Talk to you soon. Happy New Year. Good to get him on. Yeah, I wonder if that would extend to governors. Oh, no. He said it was only for naturalized citizens.
That's a fantastic idea because I could see some people going through that process, right? And they finally get citizenship and then they use that as, I have ample opportunity to do X, Y, and Z to take advantage of taxpayers, right? And yeah. then there's, yeah, maybe it's a slap on the wrist, but nothing really happens. But if there's the threat of you're out of here, well, maybe that would be enough of a deterrent.
Yep, that's true. All right, we're going to be back here in just a second. Big changes down in central Missouri. I don't know if you remember the name Scott Faughn. Scott is in the headlines again, this time for taking control of some additional media outlets in the state of Missouri. We're going to kick that around when we come back. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.